welcome to HubSpot TV. It's January 30th, 2009. We're coming to you live from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you. Thank you. They're well-trained.
Well-trained. And I'm Mike Volpe, and we have the fortunate pleasure of having another guest with us this week.
I'm Karen Rubin, just in case you missed that. Go on. Sorry, you cut me off.
Go ahead. So we have with us CC Chapman.
Yay! Hey, thanks for having me. Hey.
All right. Thanks for coming.
So to start off with, to let everybody know to interact on Twitter, we're going to skip the signs this week. We're going to try something new.
I see yours.
Because I think they're on the printer in the back or something, maybe. And so include www.hubspot.tv in your tweets, and we'll follow along. And anything that's super interesting or super funny, we'll try to mention.
All right. Woo-hoo.
And don't forget, the archive is in iTunes, itunes.hubspot.tv. And a final note for everybody.
We do. I made a bit of a slip up last week, and yep. I said the HubSpot 1000 customer party was this week. Oops, it's February 19th.
February 19th, but it's HubSpot1k.eventbrite.com.
The best part about that was legitimately until yesterday, yep. I was planning to come here last night for the party. And then someone was like, no, Karen, Jared is coming. We were all,
wow,
I had okay. no idea
so
what was going
you
on.
You really were, like, you were ready to go.
I was ready to go. That's I'm cool. ready to party.
All right.
We also, today was a big day at HubSpot.
Yeah.
So we got an email last night that Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, was going to be coming to our building today yeah. to visit some customers.
Companies.
Yeah, not our customers. Our companies in the building.
Customers of someone.
Customers, true. And so, well, in typical HubSpot fashion, we just all started tweeting to him like crazy and inviting him to come visit HubSpot.
Yep.
And he did.
Yeah.
So we swung by Very and cool. we told him about HubSpot, and then we got him to take a company photo with us holding yeah. the HubSpot banner. It's pretty yeah. spectacular.
Total setup. It worked out well.
It did.
But you can find that on the HubSpot company blog. So if you go to HubSpot.com/blog, it'll be right there.
Yep, and yep. the link to it's in the show notes.
There you go.
But
cool.
anyway.
Cool.
So, welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You. I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah.
So exciting. You do blogs and podcasts and all that, but have you done a video podcast before?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. I had to expect that. I
couldn't. You didn't do your research?
I did research, but there are so many things to listen to and read. I couldn't even.
Okay. All right.
I mean, honestly, my first question is, how do you do it all? You also have a company that you run.
And I'm a father of two.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I sleep once in a while. Yeah.
Do you?
Wow, really? Okay.
No, it's one of those things where I've been blogging for almost 7 years now,
okay.
podcasting for on my fifth year. I mean, it's something you've got to be passionate about, and I absolutely love doing it. I mean, whether it's taking photos or video or music or yeah. coming out to something like this. I mean, and I do run a company, yeah. I mean,
right.
I have a company, The Advance Guard, that teaches this stuff to companies and runs through marketing programs, and there is not enough hours in the day. And it's
yeah.
a 7 day a week. It's just, you got to love it. Plain
absolutely.
And simple, you have to love it.
Absolutely. So tell us, first start with the podcast.
Okay.
How many do you do?
Actively, I do Accident Hash,
right.
which is a music podcast, and Managing the Gray focuses on new media. Once in a great while, I do one called The U-Turn Cafe, which is very acoustic, and yes, people yell at me all the time because I don't do it enough. I haven't done one in over a year, but I still want to do it. I think that's it. That's it for sorry. We just launched a new one last week called Media Hacks, which is me, Mitch Joel, Chris Brogan, Chris Penn, Julian Smith and Hugh McGuire
wow.
doing, just talking about media in general.
All at the same time?
All at the same time. We just recorded episode 2 yesterday. So, mediahacks.com. The blog might be live, might not be live yet. It literally is being built right now. So,
cool.
But yeah, Media Hacks. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
So, and then you've got blogs too, multiple.
Yeah, well, the main one is cc-chapman.com, right. which is also known as realitybitbitchslap.com.
Right.
Wait, is this PG? Sorry, I didn't realize that.
No, that's cool.
Okay.
Karen lost her virginity on the show, so.
I did.
I missed that episode.
Yeah.
Okay, that's in the archives,
That's in
right?
iTunes.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
all right.
Yeah. Definitely most downloaded.
All right. Yes.
I think the title is something like Gifts of Beef, so.
Yeah.
You could just put them together.
Which also fits in. But
okay.
Yeah.
But that yeah. I mean, that's my main blog. That's where I blog all the time. Sometimes I blog for Entrepreneur Magazine, and Managing the Gray has a blog attached to it. But the main one is cc-chapman, which is just my life in general. I can't ever write a blog post in the hopes of getting hits. I don't think that way. I don't do lists. Of course, I did today, now I say that. I bulleted stuff. But it's just what's happening in my life. It's my online journal that I've had forever.
Mm-hmm.
So one moment it's kids. The next is talking about marketing. So
yeah. Why? I mean, you create all this content. Why?
Why not?
Okay.
I mean, it's been a fun ride. I mean, 5 years ago when I started my podcast, my wife laughed at me and said, oh great, another hobby. And she's watching, so she's going to be shaking her head right now pissed that I said that. She hates what I say. But, I mean, that hobby's taken me around the world. It's changed my career. I was doing computers before this. And it's fun. I'm excited about it. I mean, I walked in here, I started taking pictures just because that's what I love doing. And it's what gets me up in the morning and keeps me up late at night. So I love doing it, and that's why I do it. I can't think of it.
So it really comes down to that passion. It's something you're passionate about. And I think that's why people love to connect with you and love to follow your stuff and listen to your podcast and things like that, because you have that passion and you're creating content about the things that you're passionate about.
Absolutely. And it drives me nuts when I meet people and they say, oh, you're just like you blog, or you know, just like you on your podcast. Well, yeah, it's me. I mean, it's not an act, but some people do. I mean, it's who I am.
Being authentic is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I was actually listening to Managing the Gray yesterday, doing my research.
That was my favorite.
Cool.
All
right.
And one of the things that you talked about, and I just loved the analogy, was how social media is like fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hoping you could explain that for our viewers, because I thought it was fantastic.
Well, what we were talking about is, we talk to clients all the time, and they just assume, oh, we just throw this out, whatever it is, you know, this stunt, or this new website, or this new Twitter account. And clients assume, people are going to automatically jump on it and be excited about it. And one of the things that we talk about at the Advance Guard is the fact that it's just like, you know, it's like fishing. You know, you can throw a line out there and something might get on it, but if you actually put some bait on it, something that's actually attractive, something that stimulates conversation, then you've got a program. You know, and it's talking about bait. Someone's like, but Cece, you're not talking about baiting. I'm like, no, it's just an analogy. Stop comparing it. But the key is that if you're going to do something in marketing in this space and you want to get noticed, it's got to be something that's going to attract conversation, people blogging about it, talking about it, Twittering about it, you know, talking to their friend on the street. It's not just online that you got to talk about.
We talk a lot about sort of attraction and sort of, you know, attracting people into your business, and there's sort of like a magnetic kind of effect. And I think it's exactly what you're talking about around, you know, you need to do the right thing so you're going to get found by the right people in the right ways when they're looking for you. And then, you know, it's like the fish is swimming down the river and it sees the bait and it's like, ooh, like I want to take a bite out of that.
Exactly.
Right? But it's exactly right. That's a great analogy.
Oh, and I just thought, I have another project, by the way, because I don't have enough. I just thought of this. It's not live yet, but it will be, so I'll tell you guys about it.
Yeah. You heard it here first on HubSpot TV.
I haven't talked about it.
Cool.
digitaldads.com.
Oh, nice.
So I needed a place to put my thoughts, and I'm not going the Brogan mentality. It was funny, because I was ready to do it right before Brogan launched Datomatic, and I gave him such crap when I'm like, come on. But no, I wanted a place just to put my thoughts as a dad, as separate from my blog. I realized there's not a lot of dad content out there. There's plenty of mommy content, but not enough dad content. So just me and two other writers are going to start writing at this site, and some point, now, Mitch, get on getting the web design done. It's not done yet, so. But yeah. I needed another blog.
One more to add to the list.
Cool, very cool.
That's fantastic.
All right, well, we're going to run through the headlines here. Yeah. I think we've done a little preview, but you know, jump in, give us some commentary, and like, you know, this is an open forum.
All right,
so,
cool.
Speaking of open forums, by the way, John Mike L. Bailey on Twitter says, "Lost her virginity, gifts of beef." Best HubSpot TV ever.
Nice
work, Ruben. Good job.
I really
know how to drive those ratings at HubSpot TV.
I have no idea what the Twittersphere thinks of me between like losing my virginity, and last week it was at Karen Rubin loves porn. It was great. it's a great thing that my mom's on Twitter.
It's all, exactly. And your dad.
Yeah. And my dad, the whole family.
Else. Cool. All right. So should we talk about the state of inbound marketing, which is our first headline?
Right.
So today on the HubSpot blog, blog.hubspot.com, we released a new report. So we had a survey of, I think it was between almost 200 small, medium-sized business owners, marketers, people at small and medium-sized businesses, and found a whole bunch of really, really interesting data. So definitely check out the full report. There's a bunch of things. But a few things we wanted to highlight were people that use inbound marketing, so things that attract people into your business, they're three times lower cost per lead.
Cost per lead. Yeah. It was something like, the difference was $240-something
to $80
if you use inbound marketing versus people who just focus solely on outbound marketing.
Yeah, and we were talking before the show a little bit, Cece, about sort of the cost of some of the, you know, sort of social media and other sort of inbound marketing programs that you've done with clients versus what they're spending on other stuff.
Oh, and it's crazy because it is. It's a lot cheaper. I mean, you just... you know, the analogy I use a lot when I speak is you buy a full page ad in the New York Times one day, it's, you know, 40 grand.
Yeah.
And what you can do with that online is amazing. And it's not just, but the other side is it's not free either. Too many companies think, oh, it's a magic bullet. I can set up the blog and magic. No, but it costs a lot less. And all these companies this weekend with the Super Bowl spending all that money.
That's a great point. One of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing with the Super Bowl is how many of those companies are buying the ad, but then leveraging it also to extend the campaign through the internet. And it'll be interesting. I'm hoping to see this year. It's a lot more than it has been in the years past, but who knows?
I hope. I mean, the only one I've seen ahead of time is Sobeys been doing a lot on Twitter, and they're actually they're actually doing it and doing it right.
It'll be interesting to see like how that plays out. Yeah, for sure.
The other cool stat from this was that among the marketers surveyed, they found that MySpace was the least effective social network to be on for businesses.
I guess it depends on who your audience is.
Yes.
I mean,
see, I think you've done some things with MySpace, and I think for the people that you work with, it's a great place to be.
I mean, one of our clients is American Eagle Outfitters, and their audience, especially when they're doing a big music program, MySpace is a perfect space for it. But depends. You got to know where your audience is.
Well, and I think that, you know, in this survey, we asked people, are they B2B, B2C, and size of company? It was mostly small companies, and 70% of them were B2B marketers.
Right. So then,
I think you can understand that, like, MySpace is just a complete waste of time if you're in B2B.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you're American Eagle, it's like you have to be there.
Yeah.
Because that's where your audience is, for sure. People also talked a little bit about how, within sort of different things that people would call social media, that blogging, they felt like, was the most effective technique. Has that been your experience?
I think it's also the easiest, too. I mean, it's, you know, you can, I mean, anybody can write. It's not that different than, it can be no different than a press release. I mean, you can do things with it that are, the threshold's very easy to get into blogging is why I would think, when I read that, I was like, I bet you that's why, because.
So I also thought there was another part of it. Not only is it a lot easier to get started than with a lot of these other things, or at least to get some results, but there's also some great SEO benefits to it. So even if you have no subscribers and you're not getting any comments, at least you're creating more content, so you're getting found by Google and things like that.
I also got the impression that, and maybe I'm wrong with this, you guys can let me know, but I feel like companies have been being told about blogging longer than they've been told to get active in social media.
Yes.
So they've been doing it longer, they've been seeing the results where
just
social
more comfortable
media.
With it.
Exactly.
Right.
They're a lot more comfortable with blogging.
I think that's true. So the marketing takeaway of most of these things from the study, but definitely check it out yourself, is sort of just another reason why there's a lot of data. Start to think about some of these inbound marketing techniques. Start to, you know, it's time to get started, basically. And especially in this, you know, sort of economic environment, it's a great time to kind of cut back on a lot of that expensive outbound and really force yourself to try some of the inbound.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. What's
so
up
the next headline, you may have heard, the Pope has launched a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Vatican 2.0.
What's he going to think about your virginity?
You know, it's okay. I'll consider it.
Okay, she does blush. All right, perfect.
Rarely, but yes.
Occasionally, I'm speechless, too. It's all right. I'm telling them I'm married. It's fine. In any case, Vatican 2.0, Pope Cam, Pope Tube, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. The Pope's on YouTube.
Has anybody watched it?
I did, actually. I looked at it.
I watched, like, the first 30 seconds, and it was so dry and boring. I was like, ugh.
But their outfits are really funny. Like, you can make fun of their hats and stuff.
Way to piss off all the Catholics. Funny outfits.
I already pissed off everyone in Alaska, so. In any case, they what was interesting about it is they're doing YouTube, and they're doing it in all different languages.
Yes.
German, Polish, Italian, English, so that it's actually an interesting way for them to start to reach more of the Catholics in the world, I guess, so that they can listen to it.
Yeah. I think it's smart. I mean, why not? I mean, they've obviously already got the video. Why not put it up on YouTube or whatever channel? I mean, pick your video service.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you put the content up there? It's ridiculous.
Do you think they're taking a little bit of a line from, they saw the success Obama had in social media of getting people activated? It's going to get all these people that were like, hey, maybe I should be on social media.
I think for sure. I think Obama definitely opened a lot of people's eyes.
Without a doubt. The other part about it that's really interesting is the Vatican made a statement the other day that was kind of against Facebook and social media online.
A little bit.
And he was talking, he didn't actually say Facebook is bad, but he was talking about how if we rely more on our friends on the internet than real relationships, that'll be a bad thing for everyone. But he's on YouTube. A little bit weird.
I mean, I think it was one of those things where, you know, don't forget the importance of in-person and community and things like that. And I don't think anybody who's big into social media would argue with that. I mean, I think that, but one of the things is that I've been able to meet new people because of my online relationship.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you and I first started conversing a little bit on Twitter, and then I saw you at an event, and I was like, oh, and I felt like I knew you a lot better. It wasn't like, oh, hi, I'm Mike. It was like, oh, like, you're the dude that normally looks this small on a Twitter page, right?
And, yeah. So many people miss that point, the fact that it's not the guys in their basement surfing the web. I mean, there's plenty of that too, but there's lots of people meeting each other, conversing, doing business. I mean,
there are normal people on Twitter.
There's a couple of us. Just a couple.
Just a few.
Two of them are right here.
So, in any case, the marketing takeaway from this is if the Pope can be on YouTube, like your old traditional company can be on social media as well.
Totally.
That it's not an excuse anymore to be like, oh no, we're really old and traditional and we can't do this kind of stuff. We have too much history. Not an excuse anymore.
Nope.
Who's got more history than the Pope?
Yeah, well... depends on your point of view, I guess. So in any event, the U.S. Postal Service, another long-standing historical organization in this next headline, is petitioning Congress, because they actually need permission, to deliver mail only 5 days a week.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
How do you feel about that?
Well, there was, a $2.8 billion loss in the USPS last year, and so that's all, taxpayer money being lost. There's part of me that, as a taxpayer, I'm like, go for it.
And didn't they say, I forget the stat, it was like they were going to save trillions, right, by cutting one day?
It was insane.
Go for it. I mean, why not? One less day of junk mail? But you and I were talking about beforehand, we actually like the mail.
I like getting the mail. Even though it's only bills and junk mail, I still like going downstairs and picking it up, because once every, 3 months, there's a letter from someone I know in there.
Letter?
I know. I occasionally get them. But I guess the point of it is that outbound mail, snail mail, all of that old techniques, they're just not what they were, and they're going to become even less effective.
Well, and I think what sometimes people forget is actually the Postal Service, the vast majority of their profit comes from direct mail. The vast majority of mail that is sent that they receive revenue for is actually junk mail, bulk postal, that sort of stuff. And the portion that's actually personal mail is actually a very, very small portion of it.
If you do bulk mail, I think you get a discount for sending so much.
Right,
what they really should do is charge you more for annoying the heck out of everybody and making their mailmen carry all this stuff.
Yeah, that would be
great.
That would be interesting.
They'd make up the money. Yeah. I could get mail 7 days a week. We'd love that.
Cool. All right, so we have
I do hope they cut it.
To save the money. No one's going to miss it.
Nobody's going to miss it.
Absolutely not. You could even cut it down to 2 or 3 days, I think, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Two or 3 days.
Anyway, so marketing takeaway of this one.
Marketing takeaway, just fewer people are sending snail mail, fewer people are sending, old-fashioned mail, and it just calls into question that long-term viability of the post office and of direct mail as a technique to use for marketing.
Totally. So before we move on to the next story, I want to give a quick shout-out to Alan Kelly on Twitter, who embedded HubSpot TV on his own blog.
Nice.
So we have
some syndication
going on.
Nice.
So that's alanlkelly.blogspot.com.
Sweet.
So I'll have to get you a little work to redirect that URL to something where you get some SEO credit, but we'll work on that in the future. So good thing you're watching, and thank you very much for embedding the show.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you love this one.
I love this stat. We talked about it back, and I don't know if you heard about it, Monty Python on YouTube.
Yes.
So Monty Python had been one of these, they hadn't been really loving people sharing their content, their videos, the clips from the movies on social media for free. And they finally sucked it up and joined it. We talked about it a couple of months ago, and they put a whole bunch of clips from their movies on YouTube, and they got all the characters from Monty Python to make a little video and being like, fine, we'll do it for you, but you have to go buy our videos. And what was good was in each of their posts about an actual video, they included the link to Amazon to buy the DVD from that movie. And DVD sales have gone up 23,000%. That's 20. And I'm not reading the numbers wrong, because I do that a lot. I'm not a numbers person. But
we checked this one.
We did. 23,000. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean,
What do you think about copyrighted content, and should you unlock it or keep it locked up?
Especially with the music.
Of course you should. I mean, it's funny. I mean, music's a passion of mine.
Yeah.
Back catalog, the fact that it's not just out there is ridiculous. I mean, put this stuff out there. I mean, it's introducing Monty Python to a whole new batch of fans who probably have never, ever heard of them. I mean, I grew up watching this stuff, there's kids out there who have no clue who they are, and now they're watching it, they're cracking up, they're buying the DVD, they're buying the tracks off of iTunes because you can download them.
Yeah.
It's silly not to put your back catalog catalog, where did that mouth go? Catalog up online. Yeah. It's ridiculous because and they are doing it smart where they are always saying, go buy this, go here,
and it's
this.
All small clips. It's not like you can download the entire thing. So, like, you get to experience it, but then again, it's like, okay, now you pay for something and you get something else even cooler.
Right. They didn't put a whole movie, you know, Life of Brian isn't sitting out there on YouTube legally. Right. It's not out there, but they're putting out the best clips and it's driving people to buy sales. And
they're making it easy. 23,000%. And it's only been, I mean, we've only been doing this show for 5 months, so it's been less than that. Yeah. 23,000.
It's been fun to watch them embrace. I mean, because John Cleese twitters all the time, too.
Yes. I didn't know that.
And it is John Cleese. Yes. I mean, it's very trippy. He did some podcasts and stuff. It's really fun to watch them embracing new media.
Absolutely.
And more people should do it.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I totally agree. So the marketing takeaway from this is giving away free content can actually increase sales of that content, right?
Yep.
Novel,
that's
very popular.
Ooh, crazy. Ooh. Crazy. All right, well, who wants to the next one?
Did you read about this one?
Of course.
You want to do this one?
Here we go.
Who has it? Come on. I subscribed to bacontoday.com.
Nice.
Okay. How can you not?
So, did you hear about bacon salt, too, by the way?
It's gross.
Oh, really?
And I also bought so Baconaise.
We talked about that. Okay.
But you heard about both of them, so that's interesting.
I'm not joking about bacontoday.com. I'm not lying about. I talked to them yesterday, actually, because there's a bacon camp going on. So, a fun story about new media.
Yes.
I saw a post yesterday on somebody's blog talking about bacon camp happening in San Francisco, an unconference around bacon. I Twittered it. Bacon Today, which is this big website, saw it, said, we own baconcamp.com. Let us be a sponsor. Let's do this. And now they're the chief sponsor of this bacon camp, and it's just...
What do you do at bacon camp?
I don't
camp?
Know. I'm kind of scared.
Are you going to go?
No, I'm not that much into bacon. Flying across country? No, but I'm curious. I'm very curious.
Well, you could start Bacon Camp Boston, though.
Ooh. We could.
If we did, we'd have to make the bacon explosion.
The bacon explosion. If you haven't seen this, I mean, the bacon explosion has been around for a couple years even. I mean, it's a roll of bacon and sausage and bacon.
It's like these guys, they weave a mat of bacon strips together, and then they put on top of it a layer of sausage and all these spices, and then they put crumpled bacon on top of that, and then they roll it up so that it's got, the bacon-woven mat on the outside, and then they take the whole thing, and they smoke it for 2 hours, and then they slather it in barbecue sauce and serve it to you on a bun, slices of it.
Doesn't it need to be deep fried, though? I mean, it's something they left out to really kill you.
With, like chocolate
cheese
sauce.
In the middle, and,
like,
and deep fried.
Cheese in the middle is a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
And a defibrillator.
Dan Dunn's making this to the Super Bowl. Cheese in the middle, Dan. In any
you are
case.
Making nice.
Oh, yeah. It's the Sunday dinner.
I've yet to see anybody I know make it, so I'm curious to hear it. I'm waiting for summer to make it. I can't wait.
You might be asking, why bacon on HubSpot TV?
Yeah.
The thing about it was these two guys posted it on their blog just before Christmas.
Yep.
And Christmas Day, they had something like 30 or 40,000 views. People on Christmas Day looking at this thing on their blog. Since then, in the last, 6 weeks since Christmas, they've gotten 400,000 views and 13,000 links to this thing. And it all culminated yesterday in an article in the New York Times. So, I mean, they used outbound, inbound marketing. They put it on the blog, but then they tweeted about it. They put it up on Facebook. I think they've got a Facebook group or fan page or whatever about the bacon explosion.
Yeah, there's a bacon explosion fan page.
Yeah, where you can, become a fan of this. Are you excited?
It's awesome.
Are you going to try it?
Were
you sitting there dreaming about it, like little dream clouds?
I wasn't dreaming about it, but it's pretty cool.
I think we need graphics on HubSpot TV.
Yeah, totally, we do. We've been thinking about that. But we need to, we've talked about doing a show where you and I, in the kitchen, cook during HubSpot TV.
Ooh,
that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Make an explosion.
Yeah. I think this is, so we should think about this.
It's such a fantastic
idea. We should collect all of the inbound marketing related foods and do a whole thing. That would be cool. The bacon explosion actually might not be a great entree, but it might be a great appetizer, I think.
Appetizer?
Well, yeah.
What are you going to make? You're going to make the bacon cheeseburger on Krispy Kremes for the...
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes, that could be good.
What?
It's a bacon cheeseburger. Instead of a roll, you use a Krispy Kreme donut. It sounds horrible.
It sounds awful. It would probably kill me just eating
probably,
it.
Probably,
My real question is, how do you think the bacon explosion would compare to the McRib?
The McRib?
I mean,
this was the other thing. The McRib came back this year, and they did a campaign.
Yeah.
And when I told Mike, he was all like, "Oh my God, the the McRib.
But there's this nostalgic thing. Like, for those of us a little older than Karen, we actually remember the McRib.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, wow, like, what were you doing when you were eating a McRib? And it was like, oh, I was in, you know, middle school trying to talk to girls and not being able to talk to them, right? It's just like, wow, what a great time in my life. You know, it didn't help. It didn't help at all. No, it didn't help at all. It's just like, oh, you just kind of wander, you know, think back and whatever. So, yeah.
Anyway.
So I think we should do the cooking show, and I think the bacon explosion could be part
of it. Talk about some hits. The TV will explode.
I mean, we'll see.
Bacon on the could be all set.
Or we'll have our attack and pass out during the show,
right,
too.
Which would also go viral.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
So, Mike.
So, yes.
What's the marketing tip of the week? We told you all this stuff.
I know. This is, and I came up with this little potentially cute headline, but if you create delicious, salty, smoky content, you'll attract a ton of links and attention, and it's going to be like a huge sort of magnet for your website. So think about that delicious, salty, smoky content.
That's fantastic.
So I okay. So that one I hadn't heard. That one's not written down. I like that. Smoky.
That was all Mike. He didn't try and steal that one from me like he normally does.
Such a hard time, Kara.
Oh. So anyway,
marketing tip of the week.
I jumped ahead there. Yeah.
Yep, you did. But the marketing tip of the week is to take advantage of inbound marketing and, you know, take advantage of that opportunity to cut your lead costs by 3 times. So think about embracing a lot of these techniques, and you can really you can reduce your lead costs by a ton. So jump in, get started. It's good stuff.
You want to share your own marketing tip of the week?
Yeah.
Put you on the spot.
On the spot, sorry.
Spot. Yeah. I mean, create marketing tip of the week. You did put me on the spot.
I did. Sorry.
I guess figure out what your audience, where your audience is, and create content for them. Whether it's whatever, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, create content that your audience you want to attract is going to be excited by. It may not necessarily be on brand. It may not necessarily be as blatant, you know, as a tie-in as you might think it is. Yep. But if you create content, whether it's audio, video, text, whatever it is, you're going to attract people.
Yep.
I mean, some people might argue about you guys doing a television show, but it's perfect because it works. But you may not have thought of that originally. I mean,
We had no idea what the hell was going to happen.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah,
right.
You know?
I mean, for weeks we're like, "Is this working? I don't know." Right. But we kept doing it for a while.
Yep.
You asked people for feedback, and both people that watched it the first week gave us some feedback.
They did. That was my mom and my dad.
Right.
Nice.
And that made it better. And now we actually get feedback from a bunch more people, and it seems like there's some people that like it. So that's great. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
All right. Well, then, in closing, you know, what are you doing this weekend?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Son's birthday party and the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Oh, both in one weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. Heavy drinking ahead, I'm
sure. Perfect.
6 10-year-olds in my house.
Perfect.
It's
going to
be crazy.
Are you going to be letting them do heavy drinking? Or?
That would work. They'd all go to sleep.
Right, it'd be great.
Better than, eating a bunch of sugar. Yeah.
I know my wife's watching. Right. Dylan's probably going, we need a drink.
There you go.
What about you?
Well, so my wife is actually from Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And she's a bunch of friends. She's sort of in the middle. She's not a huge football person. And actually, I'll tell a joke about her in a minute. But so she's got a bunch of friends who are huge, just huge Steelers fans. So actually, I think it would be fun to go watch the game with them because it's not a Steelers versus Pats playoff game or anything. So I think it'll be fun. So I'm going to go do that. But the little story about my wife and football is, the last Super Bowl that the Steelers won, I was actually at a party with her. And it was her and a bunch of her friends from Pittsburgh watching the game. And at the end of the game, when in Pittsburgh, relatively small town, and her sister actually grew up with Bill Cowher, the coach at the time, with his daughters.
Okay.
And so they actually knew the family. So they win the game. Everyone there is all cheering for the Steelers. They're all excited. And then they cut to the standard family shot of like Bill with then his wife and his daughters, this big family hug, and isn't this great and whatever. And my wife proclaims, "Oh my God, Lauren got bangs." And she's basically all excited that one of Cowher's daughters had a new haircut. And that was like the big, like 4 hours of TV, this whole buildup, all this excitement, all this drama. I was like, "Oh my God, Lauren got bangs." So that's her sort of interest in football, but the rest of them are big fans, and that'll be a lot
of
fun.
You are so lucky that Liz doesn't watch the show.
So maybe somebody will tweet to her about this, whatever, so yeah.
Anyway, what are you doing?
I'm heading up to New Hampshire. They got 20 inches of snow this week. I'm going skiing, and then we're coming back, and I'm watching the Super Bowl with a bunch of HubSpotters.
Cool.
So good stuff.
Yeah. Awesome.
Anyway, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
This was fun.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
thank you. Wait, we got one more thing.
Yeah, we do.
A little HubSpot mug for coming and joining us.
Thank you very much.
So you can have your swag, your HubSpot stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Good stuff. Thanks for being here, folks.
Thanks.